Medford police report an increase in bicycle thefts. Into the fall, the numbers of bikes swiped from the beginning of 2019 exceeded the numbers from the same period a year before. Let's get into the numbers and into the circumstances of bike thefts. We also have questions about what bike owners can do to increase their security and their chances of getting a bike back once stolen. Our guest is Lieutenant Mike Boudreaux, a longtime veteran of the Medford Police. Good to see you in the new studio.
Thanks, you too.
So through September, I guess it's October now you have figures, bike heists are up something like 62% over the previous year?
Yeah, so right now, after the stats came in for October, we're at 54.6% increase from this time last year. Pretty significant. I mean, we're looking at 334 bikes stolen through October of 2018 compared to 216 for the same time the previous year. And that's significant because, I mean, all our other crime stats are essentially down, and it's been trending that direction for a long time, or for a couple of years, I should say. The bike thefts, however, are trending the opposite direction pretty significantly. So we just wanted to get that out there, have a discussion about it. I mean, let folks know what they could do to help prevent it, and also if it does happen, to get their bikes back.
Is that pretty much the only category that's showing an increase?
It really is. You know, there is a couple little categories that are showing an increase, but pretty much every crime category is down. And that is good news. And that has been a trend here for a while. And hopefully it continues.
So other, you know, little increases, it sounds like, here and there, but nothing like 55%, which is what you're seeing in the
bike. No. Yeah, we're not seeing numbers like that anywhere else other than the bike thefts. And, you know, it's the reality is we have some thieves out there that are actively working this, obviously pretty hard. They probably figured out how to do it. We've caught a couple on surveillance video. It happens fast, even bikes that are locked. You know, the criminals are prepared. They often have bolt cutters, something like that. They can circumvent, you know, the smaller locks, and they're off in broad daylight before anybody even knows what the heck happened.
I kind of figured it happens pretty fast. So where are bikes often taken?
Well, usually they're taken from homes at night that are left unattended. They're beside the house. They're in the garage. The garage is left open. Or they're taken from a business during the daytime where they're not secured. Most of the times the bikes are not secured. That's how most of them are being taken.
Not secured as in not locked up?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay. Well, that's making it pretty easy for so. And are any particular kinds of bikes that are getting stolen more often? I mean, you got a range here from the little guys, the trick bikes to the mountain bikes.
No. You know, we have inexpensive bikes stolen, but we also have very, very expensive bikes stolen because the thieves don't really care. You know, a lot of times they're doing this as just a mode of transportation to get from point A to point B. They often discard the bike at some point, so it's not like they're keeping it. It's not like they're taking it and partying it out, even the expensive bikes. I mean, usually what they'll do with the more expensive bikes is they'll remove the serial number or attempt to, or repaint it, something like that, so they can continue using it without getting caught. And that's the thing, is we do find these bikes a lot, and we're not able to return them to the owner because we don't have that serial number entered or the bikes aren't registered. For example, we arrest a lot of people, obviously, on bikes, and oftentimes that bike is very expensive. We know that this is an expensive bike that they probably can't afford to have. Heck, I probably can't afford to have. So we run the serial number. It's clear. We could tell there's been attempts to mask it, like it's been spray painted or whatnot. And we seize it, and we try to, you know, look in all of our reports, but we're dealing with 354 reports through October. It's hard to search when you don't have that serial number just by description. And if we had that serial number, we can get it right back to them.
So when you talk about people removing the serial numbers, they try to grind them off or something?
They do. A lot of times they're on the bottom of the crankcase, and they'll grind off a portion of it or something like that, or maybe make it look like it's damaged from hitting a rock, something like that. We've seen that. And the reality is it's not illegal to possess an article that has an obliterated serial number. We wish it was. A lot of states are like that, to where if they remove it, that in and of itself is a crime. But we don't have that. We have that with firearms. So we don't have it with...
Okay, with firearms. I was going to ask about that. Okay,
yeah.
So with firearms, you can't remove a serial number, but a bicycle, you can be in possession of it.
Right. But, you know, the reality is not a lot of criminals make the effort to do that. And most of the times we're finding these bikes, their serial numbers are intact. They're just not entered as stolen.
Mike Boudreau is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, a lieutenant with the Medford Police. We're talking about a serious increase in bike thefts between 2018 and 2019, 55% of a boost from January through October, year over year. You can join the conversation on the Exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone. Send emails to jx@jeffnet.org. We have a call from Reading. That'd be Mark. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Lieutenant Mike Boudreau.
Morning. Yes, I recommend keeping a laminated copy of the serial number of your bicycle in your wallet, because what happens in Reading sometimes is people put their lock on your bike. You come out, you find the bike locked with somebody else's lock. You get frustrated, you go home. They come and take their lock off, break your lock, steal your bicycle.
Interesting.
Okay.
And one guy this happened to in Reading didn't have the serial number. He had to wait for an hour and a half for his parents to show up with a picture of himself holding his bicycle as a Christmas present.
Wow.
So the police would release it to him.
Because while he was busy cutting off the other person's lock, he looked like the person who was stealing the bike.
Well, he wasn't. He didn't try that. He just stayed there by his bicycle.
Okay.
But the police would not accept the fact that it was his bicycle, just
right,
as he said it was.
Yeah.
Okay. That's an interesting story. Thanks for sharing that, Mark. So keep a laminated copy of the serial number. So circumstances like this in Medford ever?
No, I haven't heard of that one yet. But you never know. I mean, criminals are always looking for the latest, greatest technique, and so it's a good idea. What the gentleman brought up a good point with serial number, though. I mean, documenting it is of course great. One step further, though, would be a bicycle license that you could do free online at medfordpd.com. And you can fill out this form. We'll give you a license for your bike. So we run that license, and we know who it returns to. We have the serial number. We have everything documented. So if you do get your bike stolen, you can tell us that we have a license on file. We could pull up all the information and have it enter quickly right there. Then finding it the same way. It's like running a license plate on a car.
Okay. So, but you're free, you say?
It's free. Yeah.
Is it free for all of Oregon? Free for just
Medford? Free for City Medford.
Free for City Medford.
Yeah.
Okay. So just go onto the website and type your information in.
Yeah.
What do you get back then? I mean, you get something sent to you?
Yeah, you'll get a bike license sent to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that way we have your information on the bike on file.
Mm-hmm.
And you put this sticker on your bike that is, you know, non-tamper proof. Of course, criminals can probably try and get rid of that. But still, like I said, a lot of them don't. A lot of them don't take the time to do that. They're not, you know, they're thinking, hey, I'm only going to have this bike for a short amount of time. I don't need to make all these efforts to obliterate this or obliterate that. So it's just another way that we could get that bike back and maybe even arrest someone for it or two.
So if you don't have the serial number recorded someplace, though, and in the example that Mark was giving about the picture of you with the bike for Christmas, that kind of thing, is that sometimes enough? Can you, I mean, does it look, because, well, you know, bikes can look alike, particularly if they've had a little, you know, splash of spray paint on them or something, they can look a bit different from the picture.
Pictures are okay. I mean, they're great to confirm once we think we have the owner of the bike. This is it, because we have a picture here. But usually we can't even get that far because we have hundreds of reports we have to go through. And granted, they are electronically, and we could search for key terms like Giant, you know, Specialized, Rockhopper, stuff like that, that we could narrow it down. But we're still dealing with a lot of reports, and oftentimes we don't have the staffing just to go through reports, and we do our best, but there's a lot more that we could get back if we just had the serial numbers documented. So when people do lose their bikes, if they could provide a serial number in addition to the description.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because a good chance, it sounds like, that people might not even recognize their bikes when they are recovered.
Yeah, they sometimes get treated pretty poorly. Yeah.
Let's take another call in here. Barbara in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about bike thefts with Lieutenant Mike Boudreau from the Medford Police. Welcome.
Oh, thank you very much. A lot of us that seriously ride bikes for recreation and training for racing, we keep all our information on a piece of paper, and we try to laminate it or tape it up so it doesn't get damaged, because water does get in sometimes with rainy seasons. But we store it in like the down tube or in the headset of the cycling of the bike. And it's not something that police have access to, all the bike tools to take a bike apart, but I highly recommend cyclists doing that besides registering serial numbers, so that way when we do go to the police station. We can bring our tools and disassemble the bike and say, you know, here's my paper and my information. So just a tip for other riders.
Yeah, interesting.
So, Barbara, when you say the down tube, is that the one under the seat or the one to the forks?
That is the, or the top tube. So the top tube is the tube that goes across the bike from the handlebar area to the seat, and then that down tube is that angled tube that goes to the bottom bracket where the pedals are.
Okay, so it's not as simple as taking the seat off and looking in that tube.
Could put it in the seat post tube too. Mm-hmm. So once you take your seat off, that's probably the best place, the most easiest place, you know. And thieves aren't really going to probably have those tools, you know. Like you said, they're just looking for a ride. Maybe they'll try to sell it. They'll take it to bike shops, and bike shops are really savvy and know if someone is like coming in with a stolen bike, they'll know, you know.
So, Barbara, do you know somebody who's done this procedure, talking about bringing their tools down to the police station, disassembling the bike, and pulling out the information?
No, I haven't known of anyone, but a lot of us keep that stuff in our, mainly the seat post tube, probably the easiest place.
Okay, good suggestions all. Thanks for that, Barbara.
Yeah, and again, I mean, it's all about documenting that information. However, folks got to remember that if it's with the bike, they don't have a separate copy of that, and it's with the bike and the bike's gone, that's going to be pretty problematic. If that's a backup copy that they have to prove ownership, awesome. All of that's good stuff. But
so duplicates. Make sure there's a copy somewhere, either at home or on you, and then something with the bike if you're going to do the on-the-bike stuff.
Exactly. I mean, the takeaway here that folks need to remember is, you know, if you're in Medford, get it licensed. If you don't want to do that, or you don't have time, or you're not in Medford, just document the serial number. And you mentioned photographs. All that stuff is great. And just be thinking like that, because reality is, criminals are getting savvy, and they're getting pretty bold, and they're repeating their behavior. And a lot of that's the reason we're seeing this incredible rise in bike thefts.
I am surprised at that. Now, do you have a figure within the 334 stolen through October of what percentage of those were not locked at all?
Oh, you know, I don't. I would venture to guess though, 75% were unlocked.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just circumstances on the porch, in the garage, door open, something.
Right. You know, or just, you know, you leave it in front of the sandwich shop and you pop in there to grab something and come back out and it's gone. So folks just need to remember this is happening. I mean, this isn't really a time of year where a lot of people are probably riding as much, but there's a lot of people that ride bikes because they have to. And those are the last people we need to have their bike stolen, because they need it to get around.
Because that's their transportation.
Yeah.
So in terms of security, though, I mean, when people are trying to make sure that they're taking all the right steps and locking up their bikes, what's the most secure kind of lock? I heard one of our guys in the newsroom, I mentioned John Baxter, the senior producer, is a former, he's a serious bicycle rider, the former head of the United Bicycle Institute, all that stuff, and he was really poo-pooing the cable locks yesterday.
Yeah, you know, a lot of those small little locks, the only thing they'll do is maybe if the thief is looking for just to snatch one and take off an unsecured one, that it'll prevent that. But they're going to need the more robust locks, because, I mean, these thieves have bolt cutters. And those U-shaped locks, there's several designs of that. Those are very effective, you know, where there's really no lock that will absolutely prevent a bike theft with the proper tools. But we know how the thieves work. They're not after those complicated, take-a-while type situations. They're after a bike where they could circumvent the lock quickly and get out of there. We're talking seconds. Something with bolt cutter, something you carry on their person and be off and run it with it quickly.
All right. So those are the lessons. Yeah, make sure that your bike is not the easy one to steal.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. The U-shaped ones apparently are a big deal, because they got, you know, we're talking not just a cable that can be cut by a bolt cutter, but some serious solid steel there.
Yeah. Those work really good. We very seldom see those circumvented with our criminal element around here. Mm-hmm. They don't mess with those.
Give a little perspective here, Mike Boudreau, if you would, the bike thefts versus car thefts, for example, in the city of Medford.
Well, we do have a lot of car thefts. That's the reality. But 281 cars we had stolen compared to 334 bikes. The car thefts are down 16%, you know, 336 last or in 2017 compared to 281 the next year. So those are trending downwards, which is great. Yeah.
All right. So bikes, obviously easier to take, certainly more portable. Are they often taken in big numbers? I mean, is there any sort of organized thing
No.
where people like pick up truckloads of bikes in a day?
No, none of the stuff is sophisticated, you know, bike parts, stuff like that. A lot of times we find these bikes in transient camps. We find them abandoned on the road. We find them when we're arresting someone for warrants or drugs or something like that, or search warrant at homes. I mean, folks that follow our Facebook page, we would post photos of, you know, Greenway cleanups that we would do, you know, every month or so. And a lot of people comment on how many bike and bike parts there are. They're just, you know, there'll be a half dozen bikes in one camp, you know, just kind of mix and match and stuff like that. And
so it's often somebody's grabbing it for the transportation for a little while.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, that's just the reality. So we need to take measures to try and prevent that, make it more difficult for the criminal.
Do you do any bike stings in Medford? Do you have anything like the trackable decoy bike that Ashton was using a few years ago?
We did years ago. We haven't done that recently. We tried that, and for the amount of effort we put into it with the personnel and the bike and watching it, and it just it wasn't quite yielding the thieves at that time like we wanted to. So in other words, it's not very cost effective to have, you know, a few officers watching a bike and then pouncing on the guy that tries to take it. And then if he does, he'll say something like, well, I was just going to take it to the police station and return it or something like that. So anyway, it's not really something we invest a lot of time in based on prior experience. But yeah, it's more prevention. We just really want to get the prevention out there.
Okay, I know you work for the city of Medford within Jackson County. Any awareness of what bike license fees are around the rest of the region?
I don't know, but I wouldn't think they would be much. I mean, I don't know of any other price points on other agencies, but certainly I would think it would be cheap, and it would be a small investment.
I mean, you have to be a resident of Medford, I'm thinking, to use the police
the service
site to get the free registration for...
Exactly.
To get the bike license. Okay.
Yeah.
So is that a City of Medford bike license, State of Oregon bike license?
City of Medford.
City of Medford, okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So I don't know if anyone else has them free. So when a bike is lost, that is an impact. It's often the only transportation that the person has.
Absolutely. And, you know, the prices of these bikes are, I mean, folks, bike owners know, they're pretty big investments, especially folks that are serious about it and they do it for legitimate exercise and competitiveness. I mean, we see those bikes taken pretty frequently, and we feel bad because we know it's probably just some local criminal that's going to ride it to a stash house and trade it for drugs or use it for a few days and doesn't care.
So quickly before we go, where to look for the serial number on the bike to make sure you got it recorded?
Yeah, most of the times they're underneath the crankcase on the very bottom. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're on the gooseneck. I think that's what it's called, you know, above the front tire.
Okay.
So
a couple places on the frame to look, directly underneath and then on one of the tubes someplace.
Yeah, and you could even as easy as take a photo of it with your phone. Mm-hmm. As long as it's a good photo, clear, that you could have and just don't delete that. You should have it for forever. So
okay. So there's your record to be able to say, hey, look, yes, that is my bike. I can prove it. It doesn't look like it did the last time I saw it, but
Right. Here's
the serial number to prove it. Okay, well, that's a disturbing increase, 55% over a year. Lieutenant Mike Boudreau from the Medford Police, thanks for joining us to talk about bike thefts.
Thank you.